You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When you want to hear the show anytime, remember you can stream the Ace and TJ Show replay all day, every weekday after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Or download the show with the Ace and TJ Show on demand. Stay connected funny on the Ace and TJ app, available at iTunes and Google Play.
So here we are. Riggins having just made a quick edit to his song. I always wonder then, because I didn't see what it was, I wonder if I'll be able to pick out what the edit was. Maybe we'll find out after.
Maybe.
This is the time each week when Riggins reviews for us the week that was pop culture, the week that was the Ace and TJ Show. It is Riggins and the Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Ace's song, Soul's Dance, was released on Tuesday. I really think you should give it a chance. Who knew a 24-year-old you met at Chili's would inspire your soul to dance? Your souls are literally dancing together. But Ace needs to go easy on his feet. Because her soul is out here twerking, and his is just looking to find a seat.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The Mega Millions jackpot is almost $1 billion right now. It's a jackpot sweet as honey. Alexis, I don't know what that converts to, but to us, it's a lot of money. Ace and Amanda got nasty looks for kissing at their gym. I guess that could be seen as a bit risque, but it was probably more because of the grunting that you did as she walked away.
Not true. And we weren't making out. It was a peck.
More of that. Okay. We would normally be on the Grin Kids trip this week, just hanging with the kids and such. Ace would be drunk and fighting security guards. I just miss it all so much.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The inauguration happened on Wednesday, and people had a lot to say. I'd ask what TJ thinks, but I want to leave sometime today. TJ and Trump are both controversial, and they have more similarities than I can count. They both really enjoy Florida, and neither can access their Twitter account.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Ace and Amanda's wedding reception.
It's true.
Forgot the past.
Yeah. Well.
Ace and Amanda's wedding reception happens next weekend. I can't imagine how much they spent, but when you say the words donut wall, I'm thinking a very expensive event.
This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
It's National Beer Can Day, and beer is the reason I'm fat. I celebrate beer every day, but I think there's another word for that. Tech D Rob got emotional talking about the Avengers. We put that clip on the best of shelf, and I don't even have to write a joke because he really just roasted himself.
This is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows
summarize for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
That was good.
Thank you.
Funny.
Thanks.
I love this. A lady said, Riggins DM'd us. My kids were fighting during the weekend review because one was singing and the other kept saying, shut up, I can't hear Riggins.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is very, the weekend review song is huge with the small children.
Yeah. Love it. It's crazy. Yeah. It's one of my greatest joys, like that kids enjoy it because I get all the time.
You get those videos of them, the little kids in the back of the car singing or whatever.
And I send everyone to my parents and my grandma. They just get such a kick out. I love it.
And what do you do with the videos? Their mom's stingy.
Hey, those go into the camera roll.
You ain't sending them to Mama. Mama ain't getting them.
Has one from your mama.
Yeah, and if you say, well, wait a minute. That joke about TJ's Twitter account. He can just reset his password. No, because he can't remember the password to get into his email account that he used originally to set up that Twitter account.
I somehow, when I started the account, I typed in the wrong email address. So they have nowhere to email me with the password. So. And I think Riggins did that.
It's your fault, Riggins.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. Because I love when people send this stuff and they tag TJ with his Twitter account on there. I'm like, well, that's going, he'll never see that.
And in the room, when we're reading comments that people are sending in DMs, they'll read one and it's funny, and then I'll start looking and go, wait, where is that? Is that Facebook or Twitter? It's on Twitter. And then I'm either like, oh, well, never mind, or hang on, let me look at it.
Yeah, and then he slides over to me.
Yeah, go ahead, look, yeah. He could start another one, but he's already had two, so what's the...
what don't give him the idea.
I don't want any part of Twitter. Part of Twitter. I'm going to start telling people that I got banned. Why are you not on Twitter? I got banned.
Oh, my God. Oh, and Jody, that was one of the best weekend reviews ever. I laughed so hard I'm crying, can hardly see to drive.
Thank you. Thanks.
You are no longer with this person. Maybe it's an ex-spouse. Maybe it's just an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. But either way, you did one thing that left a very lasting impression. Now, these could either be funny or they could be really weird. Next.
Get the best of the Ace and TJ show in the Ace and TJ in 30 podcast. Available on the Ace and TJ app after noon Eastern.
Oh, yeah.
More Ace and TJ coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Coming up Monday on the Ace and TJ Show.
There could be. Love in the air starting Monday. Valentine's Day is not that far away. And if you think you're about to be proposed to, could be, or maybe not. The Anonymous Proposer debuts Monday morning at this time on the Ace and TJ Show. We will tell you how you can be the Anonymous Proposer.
And look, don't worry about all the naysayers who think that proposing on Valentine's Day is cheesy or something like that. We're not even worried about that. We're talking about the love. So, I mean, whether you think proposing on Valentine's Day is the cheesiest thing that you can do, or proposing the day after Valentine's Day is the cheesiest thing you can do.
Always go after.
None of that matters.
The good news is, for the anonymous proposer, if it's not guessed, the actual proposal would happen on Friday the 12th. Because ain't nobody working on Sunday right here. So, we'll see. We'll explain it all, how it works, how you can be involved, how you can apply to be the anonymous proposer at this time, Monday morning. There is a woman who's gone viral. Her story's gone viral. She's 29 years old. She's from England. Her name is Lauren. And she wrote a post about how she struck back at her boyfriend of several years when they broke up in a very petty way. She kicked him out of her house. Then she decided to, quote, hit him where it hurt, end quote. She splurged on $600 on Amazon movies. And she was pointing out how that she knows that will really bother him. And she also knows he can get his money back because he'll be able to what do you call it?
What's the word? File a claim. File a claim.
Dispute it. That's what I was looking for. He can dispute it and be able to prove it wasn't him, blah, 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 blah. But she said it's annoying to him, and she knows it'll freak him out to see, check his bank balance and see it's short $600. And she made sure that a lot of the movie titles have stuff to do with infidelity. The Unworthy, Liar, one of them is called Cheater. She said after a couple of days of him, you know, hassling, trying to get this all figured out, and she knows now. Her last words were, he, quote, won't ever forget me, ever, end quote.
A psycho.
Yeah. So her goal then, moving forward, was to leave a lasting impression on him. So even if he goes on to be a great guy and get married 30 years from now, he will always remember that girlfriend, probably for that specific reason more than anything else. The one thing he'll always remember is that when they broke up, she ran up a $600 bill on his Amazon Prime account just to be a hassle to him.
But all she had to do was just tell him that was her her wish and not even gone through with it. He would remember her. He'd be like, let me tell you what this crazy girl wanted to do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't even have to have gone through with actually doing it.
But it's the fact that she wanted to make certain that he would never forget her, ever. That's what we want to focus on. We present to you Ace and TJ's lasting impression. Right now, you know you did something that your ex will never forget you for. He will never forget what you did. One thing that you did that you know, he will never forget me, ever. I know someone who found pictures of his boyfriend online, and he printed them out and sent them to the guy's mom.
Oh.
Yeah. And I even said, that was a terrible thing to do. Terrible. But, you know, he'll never be forgotten. No. I mean, so it's a horrible thing to do. Why you want to bring somebody's mom into it and make them feel bad? Alexis?
Because she was a judgy bee, too.
Is there anything you've ever done that you know he'll never forget you for? And it could be something nice, but realistically speaking, you know, you burn all his clothes in a pile in the backyard, he's not going to forget that.
Yeah, my ex will always remember that I took care of his bum self.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. That's rather broad brushstroke there, but you know.
I almost burnt his clothes one time, and I had to call his best friend and be like, you need to come here right now because I am this close to destroying everything in the closet. So I didn't do it, but I thought about it.
Now, was that the final, like when y'all broke up for good, or did y'all get back together after that moment?
No, I never broke up and got back together. I don't do that.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Once we done.
Huh?
Get out.
I think Riggins' ex will never forget that the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, in that relationship was when you forgot your pants and then went to the mall to get pants, and just, I couldn't find a parking spot. I just came back.
I could not find a parking spot. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's true.
But you know that, and she's now married and moved on, and very happy, but she's telling someone 10 years from now. I dated a guy one time that showed up to go to a wedding and forgot his pants and then went to the mall to get one and say, I couldn't find a parking spot.
Couldn't find a parking spot. What was that to do?
And that mall happens to have valet parking, too.
I didn't think about doing valet. I could have done that, I guess.
Yeah.
So, 1-888-412-2385. It's 1-888-41-ACE-TJ.
I forgot my pants. Oh, my God. You're going to have to go to Maryland without me.
Yeah.
Is that where it was? Wasn't it Maryland or somewhere like that?
It's Virginia, I think.
Yeah.
What did you do that you know your ex will never forget? What is your lasting impression? You can be anonymous if you need to. We'll get to them next.
Get interactive with the Ace and TJ Show social media platforms. Easily found on the Ace and TJ app. Stay connected funny on the Ace and TJ app. Available at iTunes and Google Play. More Ace and TJ coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and TJ.
You left a lasting impression. He will never forget you. I would say he or she, but they're all going to be he's. So we have somebody on the phone. Is it okay if we use your name?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Kinsey. She's 31 in Winchester. Kinsey, welcome to the Ace and TJ Show. Why will he never forget you? What is the lasting impression, the one thing you did that left a lasting impression on him forever?
I cut up all his clothes, took every left shoe, and cut up his W-2s.
I do believe cutting up the W-2 is a federal offense.
Well, he didn't know I cut him up. But.
Oh, okay. So I do think
to get them in the mail forever.
Yeah, we've heard the cutting up of the clothes before, but taking every left shoe.
Yep.
That would drive me. It would take me a while to figure out, like, where did I leave the other shoe? Because yeah. I wouldn't immediately notice that all the other left shoes were gone. Then you would go. Then you went back. Like, well, I guess I have to wear a different pair of shoes. Dang! I go into the closet. And, where's that left shoe?
But he didn't have you arrested or anything.
No, what he did to deserve that was far worse, so.
Oh, really? It wasn't just like a cheating thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So he broke the law with what he did.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, glad you got away from that.
Yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's good, though, Kenzie.
Thank you, Kenzie.
Thanks for playing.
Have a good weekend. So fine still.
Cute name.
I know.
So I'm not sure what this means exactly, but this lady took all of his socks and shaved the toes thin so when he puts his socks on, his toes would go through the end.
What now, a diabolical person.
I don't know what shaving the toes thin means, but that's a genius idea because think about these guys. Oh, man, that sock was bad. I have to grab another pair of socks. He gets another sock, puts it on. Man.
It's a lot of work, I feel like.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah, that's diabolical.
Like shaving. Yeah, how do you I don't even know sock, how you do that. Right?
Yeah, because then all of your socks are rendered useless. That's a little genius, though. As I said, my ex-husband, lasting impression is his crooked nose, where he called me a fat A-B, and I punched him in the face and broke his nose.
I assaulted him.
But every time he looks in a mirror, he realizes, oh, my nose is crooked because of her.
Shouldn't have said that. Wow. These are way more serious than I thought they would be.
Yeah. Well, this lady said, found out my now ex-husband was having an affair with his coworker and got her pregnant while we were married. I called their corporate office and anonymously reported an inappropriate relationship between a supervisor and another employee, and she ended up getting fired. No regrets at all.
Ooh. Got her pregnant, too.
Oh. And this lady broke up with the guy, and then I sent him back to his mom's house in Washington State,
ew,
on a bus, 5 days to get there.
Oh, God.
Oh, he'll never forget a 5-day bus ride.
He didn't have any money?
I guess not.
No. And that's what you should have done, Alex.
I know. He is back with his mom, though. That's funny. I don't think he took a bus, though.
And you completely supported him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
I even gave him a car. I paid off my car and then gave it to him and got a new car.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Did he get to leave with the car?
No. It ended up breaking down like a year later. So.
And now all he tells people is, that girl went crazy. She kicked me out, broke up with me just because I ate her leftovers. Yeah. Like he won't tell people that was the final snowflake that caved in the roof.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
For that, yeah,
you paid off your car and gave it to him and bought another car.
I know, I was dumb, dummy, silly girl.
And silly girl.
Elizabeth said her lasting impression was she glitter bombed his shaving powder.
I've always wanted to glitter bomb somebody.
I don't know how you do that, but it sounds spectacular. So when he would go to put shaving powder on his face, it would have glitter in it?
I guess
so.
Yeah.
And then it stuck to his face, and you can't get that stuff off. It would never come off.
What's shaving powder? Is that like magic shave or one of those
things? I guess so.
Things?
I don't know.
Probably add water to it and make it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he have seen the glitter in it?
Maybe not.
Mm. Yeah. You're not really paying attention.
You're probably just like,
what is that?
I've heard of people putting glitter on the top of the blades of a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they turn it on, it slings it all over them.
And then you'll find glitter for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Confetti. Oof.
I'd have to move.
The worst.
Or just, I'd pack it up. And
I hate glitter that much. I would have to just move.
And then, wait, oh, there's one more here. Hey, Anonymous Lucy, welcome to the Ace and TJ Show. What did you do that left a lasting impression?
I opened up a Visa account with my ex when he moved out and ran the credit card up to $1,000.
My God. And he would know by now.
Yeah, I will tell him at the end of the month because that's when we actually got into the relationship about 6 years ago. So I'm going to surprise him at the end of the month and tell him it was me.
Oh, man.
Huh. Well, fun.
Hey, can you record that? The Ace and TJ Show.
Please record that.
Hang on, Lucy. Hang on a second.
Yeah. You got to check in with her again.
Mm-hmm.
She seems very excited about
it. Can't wait to tell him.
But look, there's a hot button issue going all over the internet. It's one question that just started a huge debate all day. It's either day before yesterday that's still going on or yesterday. I don't know, but we got to get in on it. We need to know what you think. And most importantly, we need to know what each other thinks.
Okay.
Because it could start a fight in this room. It's one of those things. Very important. We'll do it next.
Check out the new AceTJ.com, now available as a mobile version through the Ace and TJ app. Stay connected funny on the Ace and TJ app, available at iTunes and Google Play. More Ace and TJ coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Today's Ace and TJ button. The Ace and TJ 24/7 live stream available on our app, acetj.com, and now iHeartRadio.
We got a lot of stuff today on the Ace and TJ button. We've got obviously the best of the Ace and TJ show. We've got Total Recall, which has the weekend review from 3 years ago on it. Total Recall today also has a piece of radio bitage where TJ ran down for everyone the things that annoy me the most. Yeah. And I think we talk about my bald spot a little bit. Oh. So there's a lot going on today. We got Riggins in the Hangover podcast today, where he talks about stuff that happened on the show during the week. And much
but
more.
But that whole Best of Ace and TJ podcast thing is the shortest thing you can imagine. There's not a whole lot to choose from.
Yeah.
Okay. This was going around the internets. And it's just a simple question. When you're taking a shower, do you face the water or do you turn away from the water?
It depends on what I'm doing. I do both.
I do it all. I mean, I got to twist and turn and bend over and, you know, throw a leg up here and stand on one foot. And I mean, it's a whole process.
Yeah, but I start facing the shower. I wash my hair and I'll facing the shower. Then a lot of times to soap up or whatever, I'll turn away from the shower.
Oh, you get a good lather going now.
Right.
You do.
And any manscaping that might be done in the shower is done with my back to the water.
See,
too much info?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not a shower thing for me. That's a barbershop thing for me.
Stop.
But women have this debate from time to time when they're washing their hair, with shampoo in their hair. Do you lean over forward or do you lean back? In the commercials, they always show women leaning back to do it.
I go forward every time.
I think I go back.
Really?
I kind of think, yeah. Like, yeah.
So is your shower head, Alexis, like in the middle of the wall?
No.
It's a normal people height?
Yeah, it's
so
a normal
So you can't
people
reach
height.
Up there and adjust it, can you?
No, I have to step on the tub railing on the side of the tub to be able to move it around. And I've almost fell a couple times.
You do it while you're in the shower?
No, like before I get in the shower, but it's still slippery. It's
yeah,
still
but
not
I mean,
the best.
I thought this like the worst thing Man. You can do is to be wet trying to have your feet wet.
You need some of those hospital socks with the grippers on them.
You know, that's one of those things that never occurred to me. She can't reach the shower head to adjust it every day.
Yep.
Is it difficult for you to put on a pillowcase?
No.
No.
And when you put it under your chin, your arms.
No. Yeah. Does it touch the floor? When it's under your chin, or you have like big pillows, or you have little baby pillows?
I got cotton balls for pillows.
Coming up on Now Trending with Riggins.
How you could become one of the richest people in the world. Details are Now Trending in less than 10 minutes.
Alexa, Siri, Hey Google, we're voice ready on all devices. Just say, play Ace and TJ and hear our show live or on demand. Stay connected funny on the Ace and TJ app, available at iTunes and Google Play. More Ace and TJ coming up.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. NEOGENIX.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, Now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.